This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The government of China appears to be relaxing some of its COVID-19 testing requirements and quarantine policies in some cities. This is after citizens' frustrations with 3 years of lockdowns, forced quarantines, and strict testing requirements boiled over this past weekend. Dozens of protests erupted around the country. But there's concern that China isn't prepared for relaxing its zero COVID policy. A lot of elderly people remain insufficiently vaccinated. China's Sinovac vaccine requires 3 shots to work well, and the government hasn't allowed more effective foreign vaccines into the country. For some context, we've got Scott Kennedy, a senior advisor and trustee chair in Chinese business and economics at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
You were just in China for 2 months. Did you get any sense of the resentment bubbling up that we've seen unleashed in the past week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just about everybody I met who I know really well expressed frustration that the restrictions had gone on for 3 years, particularly in the wake of the Shanghai lockdown in the spring and the big imposition on their lives. So not just simply minor inconveniences, but really changing people's ability to get their jobs done, for their private lives, to travel domestically, not even internationally. And yet I think people just are really have had it. And they've compared where China is to the rest of the world, which has moved on, and that's made things worse for them.
You know, it seems like China's government has backed itself into a corner. It refused to allow in foreign vaccines that were more effective than its own Sinovac vaccine, and it didn't push people, particularly the elderly, to get vaccinated, and instead just locked entire cities up. This is a country that can literally move mountains. So why did the government make these choices?
That is the biggest puzzle for everybody. But I think it comes back to the fact that for the first 2 years of the pandemic, this strategy of using the power of the state, both at the local level and through technology to control people's movements, worked. They kept the virus at bay and the economy kept moving along. What they didn't expect was that Omicron would overwhelm their efforts to do so. And they got themselves painted in the corner that way and wanted to stick with a policy that was no longer effective. Also, Xi Jinping was coming up on the 20th Party Congress in October to get a third term and didn't want to take the risks, most likely, of what might go wrong if they did switch gears. And so that's why they are where they are right now. They will, no matter what, exit zero COVID. Either they'll do it willingly and proactively and in an organized way, or they'll get pulled kicking and screaming out of zero COVID because the virus is just not going to cooperate.
You know, I'm still hung up on the refusal to allow foreign vaccines in. What was that about?
The Chinese are in a strategic competition with the United States, even if they won't admit it themselves. And they don't want to be dependent on foreign technologies, including vaccines. And they had developed their own mRNA versions, which they thought would be ready quickly. And it turned out that the efficacy of theirs is not as high as the ones developed in the West. And so they were going to only depend on domestic vaccines and the social controls, which they thought would work. And they found out that they're not working as well as they had hoped. So you have to ask yourself, why would they do this? And I think it really comes down to nationalism and this conflict with the West and not wanting to be dependent on foreign technologies. When I spoke to some people in China about this, they weren't just worried about these being foreign vaccines that came from overseas, but because of the conflict with the West, they were worried that at some point the West might pull these vaccines from China or cancel the patents and leave China stuck with using vaccines that they wouldn't be able to fully understand. And so I think there are a variety of reasons why they have not done what basically the rest of the world has done, which is participate in using these international vaccines.
Between the lockdowns and now protests and unrest, do you think there is a threat to China's place as the manufacturer of the world or a threat to supply chains?
The struggle that China has had with the pandemic and zero COVID is part of a larger list of problems that China has with the rest of the world, the strategic competition with the United States, the war in Ukraine, fears about Taiwan, climate change. There is a major reevaluation going on in boardrooms around the world about China's place in these companies' future, in the global economy's future. And already major reassessments about China as a priority, as a market, as a location for manufacturing, for global supply chains. This just adds to those anxieties and further propels companies to come up with alternative plans for how they produce and estimates for what the China market will be like going forward.
As serious as these protests are, Chinese censorship is also very serious. Chinese law enforcement is deadly serious. So where do you see all this going?
You know, certainly Chinese are really frustrated with zero COVID. I visited Shanghai, where they had gone through 2 to 3 months of lockdown earlier this year, and they weren't only angry, they were really depressed and traumatized and still dealing with this. So there's a lot of pent-up frustration that needs to be dealt with. And that's why we're seeing this outpouring of protest online and in the streets. That said, this is not going to translate into a broader threat to the regime or political stability, in part because Xi Jinping and the Communist Party has so many tools to clamp down on censorship online, on the streets. You know, they will do anything. In addition, I think people really are not looking to change the political system and know that that's an impossibility. What they want is their normal lives back. And that's, I think, leadership has gotten that message. And even though they won't admit that they're adapting and moving away from zero COVID, that is what they're doing step by step, inch by inch. And so I think at some point we will be in a different place in terms of their policies on COVID. But I think when we get there, Xi Jinping and the Communist Party will still be firmly ensconced in power.
Scott Kennedy is a senior advisor and trustee chair in Chinese business and economics at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.